My name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
To you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Come on in and sit down. We are here because we believe in freedom for all.
America.
Right? What a great sud segment tagline, huh?
We really need an eagle cry. Dave, go.
Ca-caw!
Well done.
And since we all love beer, let's start there with the freedom and that.
You know, that's really cool. It sounds better if you actually read it before you.
Yeah. Well.
Caw-caw! There, I did it again. I just saved you again.
Wow. Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
It is really good to be with you guys today.
Aww.
Ooh, he said you guys like he's from
somewhere.
You know. Didn't say y'all. Yeah. Like you guys.
Very good.
You
Very
guys.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
I'm wearing pants. Yeah.
We are so proud.
We had to actually put that into his contract.
Yeah. It's a little upgrade for all y'all.
Well, there's that. Good old boy Drew. Hello.
I don't know who any of these people are. There's just free beer and they kidnap me. Send help.
Well, that's usually how we wrangle them in,
right? Or just send more beer.
Yeah, just send more beer. Good old boy Dave.
Hi.
Is beer help and is help beer?
Wow, yeah.
That's why I used to use sound effects.
Is that Kierkegaard?
That's how I say hello.
Yeah,
Hi.
Okay.
For Hildegard.
Oh, you.
Boy, okay.
Sassy pants.
Girl. Okay. Focus.
Let's take it down a notch.
Yeah, let's take it down a notch.
Everybody stop having fun, okay? We're trying to do a show
this
here.
This is serious business.
And once again.
So serious. Okay. Today's episode is cool. Again. It's a competition. A lot of breweries like to put out mixed 12-packs. We've seen tons of them over the years, right? Some of them you're a little scared of, maybe. Some of them you're like, oh, yeah, why not? Well, some will put 12 cans of one beer or a mix of 3 to 4 of their more popular beers. But sometimes breweries will take one of their most popular beers, create alternative versions or variations on a theme, if you will, and then create a mixed pack from that. Well, today we picked 2 of those, and we're going to try them and decide, well, who did it better? Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us about the beers that we're going to be trying today?
Bell's Brewery in Comstock, Michigan, has been producing Two-Hearted IPA since 1987.
Wow.
3 years before Sparky was born.
Ouch.
That was the year good old Sparky was born. Yeah, it is. I actually wrote that. Wow. It is arguably the greatest of all American IPAs. Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Wow, we're all about Michigan today. Started working on all day IPA, considered by many to be the first session IPA, in 2009, the year Sparky was born, and released it. And wide distribution in 2013.
Is this like some sort of rebirth, like, messianic thing going on?
That's when that's when his voice and other stuff dropped and he became a man. Both of these beers are iconic. But what happens when you add a little more of this a little zhuzh, as my wife likes to say, or replace this with that. Bells and Founders each have a mix pack out with their flagship in the base and some interesting variants, as the French say. But who did it better?
Mm.
I wish I had one of those things like, better, but I don't.
If only you had a soundboard where you could have downloaded some sound effects and then queued them up for...
Who did it better?
Oh my God. Is this like WWF or something?
Has he been drinking already?
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been. Okay. Yeah.
I never stopped drinking.
There are only four episodes before this one, so.
Yeah, well, there's that. Okay, Good Old Boy Kendall, why don't you tell us today's lineup?
Here are the Western Michigan beers we will discuss and rate today.
Hey, brah, brah.
From Founders Brewing Company, All Day IPA, their legendary session IPA. All Day Crimson Sky, a red session IPA. Ooh. All Day West Coast, a West Coast session IPA. And All Day Hazy, their hazy session IPA. And from Bell's Brewery, the one and only two-hearted IPA. The Hazy Hearted IPA and their Big Hearted Imperial IPA. Also in the mix pack, the Change of Heart Experimental IPA.
Oh. Cool. Oh. Thank you, Kendall. All right. Good advice, Sparky. Why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with the Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now in the voice of my wife after she's had two beers. Oh, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Two, was that a belch?
Oh my gosh.
Three, what a relief. Four, a body really should not make that sound. And five, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Is the crack in the voice, you know, you imitating her to life, or is that just your inability to get it quite right?
I can't get it quite right.
Oh, okay.
That was some pretty fine Michigan
thank you.
Accent
appreciate
going
that.
Right there.
Yeah, that
it
was.
It just slips right out. It's amazing because,
I used to sound like that until I moved to Tennessee 30-some years ago.
Your parents beat it out of you.
Well...
Y'all go learn.
Y'all.
Okay.
All that hot chicken burned it.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah. It's okay. Another episode.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's get to the beer. Now, since we've all had the base beer, the All Day IPA and the Two-Hearted IPA, we're not going to spend too much time on them, but we will rate them, you know, like as a baseline. Then we'll cover the rest of each mix pack and rate each beer and then the mix pack as a whole and decide who did it better.
Who did it better?
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the All Day series, and we're going to do the All Day IPA et al.
This just looks like my urine.
And I got to be honest, I was kind of excited about the Crimson Sky because I don't think I've ever had a red session.
I have not.
So let's all take a quick sip of the All Day. And it's light. Obviously, it's a session IPA, so it's going to be light. But it's still got a nice flavor to it. Pretty good balance.
Always has been my favorite low ABV IPA.
All day?
It does not taste the same.
All day long.
I think
not out of the can.
I think you should always judge other session IPAs and low ABV IPAs against this.
Yep.
Okay, and for those that don't know, nice sunglasses. The ABV on the All Day IPA is 4.7% ABV.
That's some good flavor for 4.7.
It really is, right?
And I think that's a problem with a lot of them is they try to go even smaller. So you've got some and they're like trying to do like 4% and it's just too small.
You strip everything out of it.
But yeah, this one's got even got a good color to it. You get a little malt taste, which you don't get in a lot of these.
Right.
And like I said, if I've got a favorite session IPA, which is a weird style to begin with, but this is it.
And it's the hot bitterness on the finish just kind of lingers for a little bit, which is nice.
Because isn't a session IPA just a pale ale?
Well, don't ruin the industry, but yes, Kendall, that is exactly what it is. And you know, God bless Founders because they invented the 15 pack. I mean, that is like what put them on the map. It was. It really was. But the product is so much quality, and there's been so many people just trying to half-ass this for so many years. But these brilliant sons of guns whole-assed this.
Both cheeks.
And all they brought us this amazing product.
Yeah. It's
without
great.
Compare.
Cool.
It's a classic. And I think this one is a... This is a solid four to get us started. So this is the original...
The OG.
All day. Okay.
Here comes the crimson sky.
Crimson.
Mm. It looks
so
good.
Juliana.
Gorgeous color.
I just have to tell you. So these I can't see the colors red or green without these special glasses I'm wearing right now. And so seriously, and this is why I put these on because I saw it was red and I just really wanted to see this color. And holy crap.
It's gorgeous, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
What's an interesting flavor?
Interesting means so many things to me, Dave. Like,
but it's what I want out of a red beer.
It actually does taste.
It's got that malt.
Oh,
that
my God.
Almost toasty, roasty malt. Yes.
Slightly
get.
Roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really
it's comfort.
Good.
It's comfort roast.
Oh, yeah. So this is 4.7% ABV, and it's got Azaka, Mosaic, Centennial, and Chinook.
I don't so get balanced.
A lot of, yeah, I don't what get a lot it? Of individual hop out no. of it. But
what was the ABV again?
4.7.
It also doesn't taste very heavily of rye, which is something that I see in a lot of red beers.
Right.
Especially hoppy varietals.
This is really good for a low ABV red beer. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
what
going on
of
here for this.
What food would you have this beer with?
I would eat probably two hot dogs and then like second guess myself and then eat a corn dog afterwards, which would be the mistake.
Oh, corn dog. I think the corn dog would be the right way to go.
But
I think I would dip the corn dog in.
Yeah. Reds and ambers are always going to be grilled meats. So grilled sausages
friendly.
Or grilled steaks.
It really is one of the best culinary beers to pair with
it
any.
It pairs so well.
And people forget that, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's hard to make a good one, right? Milk.
So your Killian's isn't doing it for you?
No.
Oh.
When was the last time you actually saw that on a shelf somewhere?
I haven't had a Killian's in 20 years.
Okay, we'll be back with more about the All Day series in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes
welcome back, everyone. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks
today
for having
us. Today we're
doing
a big competition. It's Founders versus Bell's. And we're talking about mixed 12 packs that you can get at the grocery store or anywhere, any package store. What we started with is Founders, their All Day series. We talked about the original All Day IPA. And we were just finishing up about the All Day Crimson.
Crimson.
Day, which, again, is like blowing my mind at how yummy it is.
I like this. I was prepared to hate it.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, if I found a can of this and a mix of this, I'd be like, damn, where's my 12 pack of just this?
I was just thinking, like, maybe just do a 12 pack of this one. Yeah.
But
really good.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate the All Day Crimson Day a 4.
Crimson Sky.
Crimson Sky. Yeah.
Crimson.
Okay.
Crimson.
Let's go to the hazy.
Oh.
On this one. Yep. The All Day Haze. And this one is a little bit higher in ABV. It's 4.9%.
Definitely
getting out of control.
Definitely more body on this.
It smells hazy.
Citra, Simcoe, Amarillo, oats, and wheat.
It does smell like a hazy boy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. Hazies all smell very
it
similarly.
Is. Yeah.
Even before you look at them. It looks hazy, too.
Yeah.
It's it got, does.
What was that?
Wait till you taste it, Kendall.
4.9.
Because guess what?
It tastes hazy.
So it's going to taste hazy. It's still in the session consistent realm, you know, 4.9. But it's got a little body to it.
Yeah, a little creaminess.
Bit. If you handed that to me and didn't tell me it was a session beer, I don't know if I would think that it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because the mouthfeel of the hazies really throw off alcohol perception for me. And so if it's between four and a half and 6 to 7, I might even
It's all
know
basically
the
same.
But this is tasty.
For sure.
It's, yeah
I mean, I don't know. I like it, but I don't. Maybe I'm still thinking about that crimson one.
I'm with you, Dave. I feel like this is an average hazy beer, and I feel like there's so many people making an average hazy beer. That's what's out there.
Like, whereas with the crimson beer, Sparky was like, "I want a whole 12 pack of this."
Exactly.
I'm glad that there's only a couple of these.
Okay. Well, when I think about like hazy little thing, right? Like that is, I feel so much better executed than something like this. Like if you threw that into a mixed.
If we were doing a hazy session IPA show, I don't think this would be very high in the flight.
Okay, that's fair.
But within the realm of I'm bought a variety pack of beer.
I mean, it's fine.
I'm good to have two or four or whatever of these.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
If I was somewhere and they had this on draft and I was sitting around watching a football game, and I would probably have a couple of these because I know it's super low ABV and it's got some flavor to it. But yeah, I'm not going to go out looking for a 12.
So, yeah, to Sparky's point, you know, you'll seek out the red one.
Well, and I think to Ken, like you said, like if you're out sitting somewhere watching a game or you want to be out for a bit and you like hazy boys, then drink this.
Yeah.
Because then you can keep drinking, have some food, and you're going to keep going versus a few 6 percenters or even higher, you know?
I'm going to say it, and I'll say it again. If this was a 12-pack of Old Fezziwig, dear Boston Brewing Company, someday you will bring this back to us.
True.
Be a variety pack of just the same can of Old Fezziwig.
Well, now that they're not, Cratchit, now that they're not going to be making as much Truly, you know, they've got capacity.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Too soon?
Too soon.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I do that.
So the All-Day Haze, if we were to rate it by itself, we would rate it a 3.
Still tasty though.
Yeah. Okay. And then last but certainly not least is going to be the All Day West Coast.
Not east because it's West Coast. I see what you did there.
Well done, Juliana.
Totally planned.
Okay. Yeah. And this one is back at 4.7% ABV.
Upon first looking at this, I would not have expected this to be the West Coast just based on color compared to all the rest of them, but. You know, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, for sure.
Does anybody ever want to drink?
I'm kind of with Dave. How is this much different from regular All Day?
Well, does anybody want to drink a West Coast that's a session, really, anyway? Isn't the whole point of West Coast?
This isn't a West Coast. Look at this. I mean, it's hazy. It's kind of like.
But again, West Coast. Okay, the IBUs on this is only 35.
So this is more like new school West Coast where it's really not the caramel malt.
It's LA.
It's very thin. There is no backbone whatsoever.
Yeah.
I get that.
This mixed pack, this is probably my least favorite of the four beers.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a step down.
However, I'm going to play the devil's out. I'm going to play the devil here. Okay. And when you're thinking of a West Coast IPA, you're thinking of big malt, big hops, big flavor, right?
Something I can see through.
Okay, how do you dial that down then? Like, do you know what I mean?
You can't.
You really, it's really
hard.
That's
why nobody
makes. Don't do it.
Nobody makes session West Coasters. It's amazing.
Except for this poorly. You know.
Well, okay. So you're saying it's poorly executed.
No. I didn't say that. I actually paused. Poorly just thought of. Like, why make this beer at all?
Well, okay. I think you could make a session West Coast IPA. And I think what you would do is So I guess you have to determine, are you making a new school West Coast IPA, which is basically just a clear hazy boy, or are you making an old school West Coast IPA, which has caramel malt and all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. You'd be better off making the one with a little bit of the caramel malt,
yep,
and some IBUs to balance it out and still stay at 4.something%.
So like regular all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Juliana, you like this one? I answer honestly.
Sorry.
No, I'm not saying that I like this one, but I'm just trying to say, like, I give them props for attempting to do a West Coast session, because
Kendall's like,
yeah,
no. There was an attempt.
Right. Because no one is really going to go and try this.
Yeah.
And try making this, because you, like, it's out of the realm. It's almost out of the realm, yeah, of possibility.
You know what this one tastes like to me? This is the second runnings from all day.
Sure.
This is,
or maybe third runnings. Yeah.
This is the brewer looking at you going, you want me to make what?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll fill the can.
Okay. The all day West Coast, we're going to say, is a 2. Now, overall, for the mix pack, having the all day, the West Coast version of that, the hazy version of that, and the Crimson Day version of that.
I want a 12 pack of Crimson.
I know, right?
So I would take this. I like the 12 pack. I would take it to a party. I would make sure I got all the Crimsons out for me. Yeah. And I would hand all the West Coast to people who really don't know beer and go, here, take this.
Or I would save the West Coast for the very end of the night. And you're like, I want one warm beer, but man, I'm kind of burnt out.
You can't my taste anything anyway. Burnt.
Yeah.
You
know. I'll just
I just need the alcohol in this. Yeah, that's all we need at this point.
I need to ride out the night. Yeah. No, okay. I think this is a good mix pack.
Yes, yeah, a good
okay.
pack.
Well, how would you rate the mix pack as a whole?
With Old Fezziwig, 5.
11.
I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go with a good solid 4 because it's got a nice variety, and I think it would, you know, get to everyone.
I think they made some good individual beers. Yeah. Like that Crimson Skies.
It was really good.
That is a good standalone beer.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I think for the beer nerd that already knows what the all day is like, that's a good.
And I think the Hazy is a pretty good standalone, too. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Let's.
Oh, do we get to drink some Two Hearted?
Story time.
Oh. Do we get to listen to Drew tell a story?
Yes, we get to listen to Drew. Yes.
So, headline, Dateline, March 27, 2023. An Australian punk band has released the world's first urine-filled vinyl album.
What?
And I really enjoy that they opened with a quote, you know, classic AP style. You just bought a liquid disc full of our piss. Boast Melbourne Punk's private function as they announce an unlikely breakthrough in vinyl technology. Australian
Banned
Punk's
once again.
Private function are releasing what they're claiming is the world's first urine-filled vinyl album.
I like that it came from private function.
They made it far too public. The Melbourne Quintet broke the news in an Instagram post revealing that fans who ordered a limited edition version of the new album and I'm going to spell this out for you so you know what it is, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. 370HSSV space 0773H, which is hello, asshole, backwards in, you know, leet speak. Is that still a thing? Do we still call it?
Anyway. Yeah.
I think it's Australian.
Yeah. Would be receiving rather more than they bargained for. Congratulations to the 50 people who ordered the gold version of our new record. No, say the band.
They must be dehydrated.
Hmm. Next to the video that shows band members emerging from a toilet armed with bottles of a mysterious amber liquid. Is there really a whole lot of mystery? You just bought a liquid disc full of our piss. Because of the annoying amount of experimentation needed to make this record work, we don't have a physical copy yet. They continue, but here's a video outlining the creation of it. Mm.
So they just pissed away their time.
Please don't use our DNA to commit crimes, they add, perhaps wisely. Private Function has already run into trouble with Hello Asshole, their third album, after it was revealed that the first 3,000 copies of the album, which features a lottery card style scratchable cover with a $2,999 prize in Australian, which aren't real dollars, it's like not freedom dollars.
45 cents, no, I think.
Doesn't really count.
Would not be eligible for sale in South Australia after falling foul of the state's gambling laws. They had a problem with the scratch off, not with the piss, I guess. But to all South Australian record, Australian residents, this first pressing is unavailable to you because your government sucks, proclaimed the band. We're sorry. Hopefully we can come to some kind of deal with your government. Otherwise, we'll make sure you receive future pressings. The state later gave the album permission, an exemption. The idea that someone is going to become addicted to scratchies by buying multiple albums is probably not a high risk from my point of view, admitted South Australia's liquor and gambling commissioner and general fun killer, Denny Sulio. Hello Asshole is out this Friday and can be ordered from their Bandcamp page. The first single from the album, Seize and Destroy, was released in October.
Did you just say Bandcamp?
Bandcamp. Now, it's apparently
that's
still a
platform.
Thing.
Yeah.
As a teenager,
Bandcamp.
As a teenager, I found it weird that the Stooges had a song called Search and Destroy and Metallica have a song called Seek and Destroy, explained frontman Chris Penny. So I wrote part of three, Seize and Destroy.
I don't see how these guys aren't a lot bigger.
That might be what they do with the albums, you know, depending upon what countries they go to. They may seize and destroy, kind of like the champagne of beers. Would Belgium, you know, maybe convince? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so here's the thing, okay?
Is there really any way to respond to that?
I'm really curious of the technology they use to insert urine into a vinyl pressing.
I don't know how vinyl records are made, but I thought it's petroleum based, right? So, right?
For me, like, it feels like the way that they described it is filled. Like, it feels like they like have a vessel within, like, an empty space within the record that they then are inserting urine.
I thought they just mixed it into the vinyl.
Like, blended it. You know, it's not 80 gram vinyl. It's like, it's 76 gram plus 4 grams of urine in the pressing.
Well, I remember, you know, on the
liquid disc full of our piss. I don't know.
And the pee is probably the best part of the album.
Oh, man. Yeah, that really depends on the...
How would it look on the platter, you know?
Like, yeah, it's a little swishy.
No.
I've got a lot of questions. They probably won't get answered. So where are we starting with this?
Okay, so now we're going to go, and we're going to start with the Bells mix set. So let's talk about Two Hearted, which is... You know, we've discussed on this show many, many times. I know it's one of Kendall's favorites. I think it's probably, like I said earlier, I think it's arguably the best American IPA.
Yeah.
There's absolutely a great case to be made for it. So let's talk a little bit about the Two Hearted first. Let's go with that one.
Such a great beer. I checked the date on a can. It's about a month old, so it's still drinking really nice. What a beautiful beer. This really is. This is one of my top five beers of all time. I love Two Hearted. I used to travel to great distances to buy this beer before it came to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The before times.
Beautiful color, beautiful aroma. It's just, this is everything I want my IPA to be.
There's this subtle caramel sweetness to it.
Very.
That rides along with those hops. And I think that's what makes it, because I think that's what is missing from a lot of the beers today.
It's like, perfectly balanced.
They've sold out the grain bill and just gone with the hops. You know, this one, you still get that malt, which, you know, I think is an important part of beer, honestly.
You know, it's funny. I was running, I had this big party I was throwing, and I ran into Target, which I normally don't buy my beer from there. And I grabbed a whole bunch of beer for this, including a case of Two Hearted. And I ran into another friend of mine who happens to be the town Moyle, and in the same grocery store. And he said, stop, look at the date codes on these, on the Two Hearted. And he says, because it's like all over the place where we get it here.
Yeah, honestly.
And I got lucky. It was 3 weeks old.
Nice.
There was another, I had grabbed another 12 pack in there that was actually like 4 months old, and they were both on the same shelf.
Wow.
And so, like,
were they both Two Hearted or was it?
Yeah, they're both Two Hearted. And I embarrassingly just left the other case. I threw that in the cosmetics section.
So they're not rotating
section.
The stock at Target.
I'm not saying.
Or is it the distributor?
Well, I'm not saying any of those things. I just know that the case I had was delicious. The one that I left in the cosmetics section.
So I would tell you, though, I bet you that 4 month old case of Two Hearted was still pretty good. Because we actually did an episode earlier.
Yep.
Retasted cosmetics
As
we said, it's situational. The pairing is very important.
We gave each other facials while we
your average beer drinker who doesn't really pay attention to that and maybe hasn't had too hard in a while would probably drink it and go, this is fine. And
if you had four month old too hard,
we go, this is held up pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not prime too hard, but it's still a good beer.
Nice back.